91X News.
It's 31 degrees and cloudy. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. Another break and enter in Belleville last night, this time at a home on Front Street. Sometime between 6:30 and 7:30, someone reportedly entered an apartment building and stole one of the residents' medications. The incident is under investigation. There were two reports of stolen items from vehicles on Saturday. The first was on Gordon Street. The suspect stole a purse from an unlocked vehicle between 3:30 and 9 o'clock. The second was on Station Street, where a purse was taken while the owner was inside a business. A single vehicle collision in the early hours of Sunday morning resulted in one man being arrested. 38-year-old Kevin Simons was arrested and later released on a promise to appear. He was charged with impaired driving. He has a court date set for later next month. Crews have found the body of one of four people missing in the massive landslide that devastated the hamlet of Johnson's Landing in BC on Thursday. BC Chief Coroner Lisa Lapointe made the announcement last night.
Body of an adult male discovered at the site. Of course, that is believed to presumed to be Mr. Weber. He has not yet been confirmed, and we will be pursuing identification.
Valentine Weber, his two daughters, 17-year-old Diana and 22-year-old Rachel, and a woman visiting from Germany have been missing since Thursday. The slide buried at least three homes. Officials say the rescue mission is now a recovery operation. Many worried Canadian farmers say their crops will be ruined if it doesn't rain soon. Corn farmers in Ontario say weeks of hot and dry weather will make pollination difficult. In Quebec, apple growers predict their crops will be down by 15% from last year, and several municipalities in New Brunswick are asking their residents to save water by not washing cars or watering lawns. And the forest fire danger is now rated as extreme in parts of Alberta, Ontario, and Quebec. A massive recovery operation is underway in southwest Japan, where flooding and mudslides have been blamed for at least 28 deaths. Over the weekend, some parts of southwestern Japan were drenched by record rainfall of 90 millimeters per hour. Thousands of homes and hundreds of roads are damaged. Syrian troops and rebels are clashing inside the tightly controlled capital of Damascus today. It's the second day in what activists are calling some of the worst fighting since the crisis in the country began 16 months ago. UN spokeswoman Suzanne Gaucher says her colleagues saw clear evidence of lethal force.
The team was comprised of specialized military and civilian experts. They observed at least 50 homes that were destroyed and or burnt. A number of homes had blood stains and brain matter in some of the rooms.
Anti-regime activists estimate that more than 17,000 people have been killed in Syria since the uprising began. That's news. Looking at sports now, the clock is ticking down on the New York Knicks to match the offer sheet that Jeremy Lin signed with Houston. The Rockets made it difficult with a three-year, $25 million deal. New York has until 11:59 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow to match the offer sheet for the restricted free agent. NBA star Jason Kidd has been arrested on a drunk driving charge on New York's Long Island. Julie Walker has that story.
Just days after signing with the New York Knicks, Jason Kidd has a DWI. Southampton police say the point guard was alone in his Cadillac Escalade when he hit a telephone pole and veered into the woods around 2 a.m. Sunday morning. The 39-year-old was treated at a hospital for minor injuries and released without bail. The Knicks signed Kidd away from the Dallas Mavericks in a deal that will pay him about $3 million a year. The team had wanted him as a mentor to Jeremy Lin, but the deal to keep Lin is now uncertain. Julie Walker, New York.
The only thing holding back Carlos Villanueva was the pitch count last night. The Toronto Blue Jays starter threw a career-high 8 strikeouts, including 4 that ended innings. The Jays beat the Cleveland Indians 3-0. Villanueva was hoping to go 7 innings, but his pitch count reached its limit when he fanned Casey Coachman with his 102nd pitch to end the 6th inning. Looking at the forecast now for today, mainly sunny, the high 30 degrees, feeling a lot warmer with the humidity. A few clouds overnight with a low of 21. For tomorrow, cloudy, the risk of a thunderstorm in the evening with a high of 33 degrees. And for Wednesday, sunny, the low 21 and high 27. At 10:05, it's 31 degrees. 91X News is on the air and online at 91X.fm and now on Twitter at 91X Headlines. I'm Taylor Rankema. News is next at 11 o'clock.
This is Quinty's new rock source.
CJLX 91.3 FM. 91X.fm.
Belleville.